Spitwads, we have a great spit hit episode for you today. Not just great, the greatest.
Oh,
because
that's better.
I know, it's better than great. That's the definition of this show, better than great. Look, we have sometimes on the show where we have to illuminate. We have to tell you what's the difference. So we look at the difference between a pipe and a tunnel on today's episode. And you can find out what life-changing item you can buy for less than $100. Make sure you tune in. Enjoy the episode. We love you. Enjoy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
More than meets the eye, robots in disguise, here it comes, Bazingi. That one went long. I didn't time that up right.
I like the self-evaluation immediately after.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a one-shot. That's what makes this whole show is a one-shot. I don't even know if people realize that, but they should.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't need to. If I just went Bazingi, I think I went Bazingi.
You dropped a Z. You dropped a Z in there.
That's because I knew I was running out of syllables. There was not enough time.
Don't realize this is a one shot. They're like, this is the best that they could possibly do. They've gone back. They're editing.
This was
take 12.
Take 12 is what you just got.
We're doing a toy draft.
Oh, man.
We're doing a childhood toy draft on the show today. Thought about Transformers, one of many, 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 many toys that could be drafted in the draft.
Yeah, Bazingi.
And that's where we're at. All right, at Spitballers Pod on Twitter, spitballerspod.com is the website, instagram.com/spitballerspod. Welcome in. If you're a brand new listener to the show and you've made it this far, you have overcome some obstacles to get here.
Whatever music snobs are listening, they turned it off immediately after you ran over a measure.
When you start to make a mistake on a scat, I think the one thing you've learned is that you want to raise the volume at the end.
It covers up everything.
Get louder and everything else gets better. We have Would You Rather on the show today. We have That's a Great Question. As I said, we're going to be drafting the best childhood toys.
So, now that's our best childhood toys.
Well, yeah, our favorite nostalgic toys. And, we have a weekly vote and it'll be interesting because some toys are more memorable. Some toys are more played with, like get the most use. I get tired as a dad of spending money on really neat toys that live in a closet.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, dad, is that toy, that really neat toy that you buy, is it a game that lives inside of a screen or a computer?
Nope.
No, so then it's not played with. That's that's the rule nowadays. If it's not if it doesn't have a screen and it's not a game on a computer, I mean, maybe okay, an iPad will suffice. But like,
I have learned that you cannot infuse interest into a child by buying them a toy. You cannot make them play with it the way that you think that you would want them to play with it. They cannot fall in love with it.
You can't make them play with it the way that they tell you they're going to play with it.
Oh, that's the most amazing part, Mike.
That's true. I want this more than anything in the whole wide world.
I mean, I had a long conversation with my wonderful son. He wanted this really epic, big, large, full Disneyland castle Lego set for Christmas.
Ooh.
It was what we call not cheap.
It's the big gift.
It's
the big gift, yeah.
It's the Bazingi. And here's the deal. Leading all the way up to the Christmas season, I told him flat out, I was like, no, I'm not getting it for you. It's too expensive, and I think you're going to get halfway through, make a mistake, and you're not going to finish it. I don't know how many hundreds of times I was like, you cannot quit. If you end up with this, you cannot quit. I'm not getting it because I'm worried. There was a mistake made about, I don't know, a third of the way in, and that castle was a third of the way done forever.
Followed through? He never finished?
No. So, you win some, you lose some.
Live and learn and burn your money.
here's another thing that you learn with toys and as a parent. Not everybody likes toys. Like, I have two boys. One of them loves toys, with toys, plays with his action figures. The other has no interest. And that's how, growing up, I mean, Andy, you and I have discussed this, right?
I love toys.
You love
toys. I played
toys.
With them all the time.
I had one toy growing up that I used. It was called a basketball. And that was it. Like, my life was just
this
that.
This wild stuff, man.
Were you, never Mike, did you toys. Play with toys?
Oh, dude, I was an action figure.
Yeah, that
fiend.
Was the best.
I had
Jurassic Park.
I would always tell my mom, like, of this dream I had of making, like, I think I called them, because at the time they were my little guys. They weren't action figures. My little guys.
Yeah.
And I had these, like, dreams of grandeur of this really elaborate little guy world where I was going to, like, turn my entire room into this giant play area. And, I mean, eventually it took shape on the form of a beanbag, and it was not very small or not very large. It didn't last very long, but Little Guy World was built.
I wonder, though, Mike, I'm having, you know, step onto the lay down on the couch moment here. We've talked about the fact that Jason does not like things, so to speak. Like, he doesn't ask for memorabilia. He doesn't care about memorabilia.
He doesn't have collector inside.
No, everything in his frame on YouTube right now was probably taken from the office.
It was taken from the studio. I've got none of these little knickknacks.
But
and
Mike
I don't
and
like
I,
getting
we
gifts.
Do. Mike and I have them, and I wonder if, you know,
yeah,
you, just,
maybe it's...
you didn't grow up with a connection to a bunch of action figures. His, yeah. You didn't have any little guys.
I needed my little guys. I'm sure I had little guys purchased for me. I just didn't. I didn't care about them.
You know what was funny too is when you were a kid and you watched the show, because all these toys came out of shows. They made the shows to sell you the toys.
Oh, and if you watch Power Rangers now, it's just a commercial. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Well, did you know? You know, Transformers was made by a toy company.
That's right.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was made to sell toys.
Genius.
And it succeeded tremendously. Those toys, I just made it the scat. The broken scat was about Transformers. Now,
Michael Bay can't stop making movies about them.
All that being said, like, it was also something to catch that show because you had to be there live. You weren't recording it. So it was. Now I'm getting nostalgic already. Let's, we'll circle back to our toy draft. Let's get into some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
All right, I'm circling back already. Al Borland, did you have some little guys?
I did have little guys, yes.
Okay, so three little guys and then one no little guys.
Yeah, okay. I was mommy's little guy.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
All right, would you rather question from Colby. Colby on Twitter. Would you rather never see a thunderstorm again? Or have mosquitoes completely lose interest in you? This is one of the strangest risk, like zero, you know, some of these would you rathers are very high consequence. This seems like a very strange, low consequence would you rather. Never see a thunderstorm again.
Like a thunderstorm, and we can only speak from the perspective of Arizona, but like the thunderstorm is... awe-inspiring.
Yeah, they're cool.
Magnificent event. Weather event that takes place very rarely, but when it does, you just are wowed by the power of the earth, and it's beautiful. It's rain.
The smell of the desert.
Our air is clean for like 30 minutes.
It's unbelievable.
And there's huge, loud rumbles from the sky.
As of this recording, 100-plus days without rain out here. So now you understand what's going on.
Your skin during a thunderstorm is not usually baked to a crisp by the sun at the same time, which is a delicious treat in Arizona. So, yeah, when I read this, would you like to never see a thunderstorm again? Okay, well, that's terrible because I would love to see a thunderstorm. Or have mosquitoes leave you
alone. Or have mosquitoes, the worst thing in the entire world. The
Lose
worst
interest
thing about
in you.
Sitting outside on your patio. Like I have mosquitoes. I don't know where they're coming from. Like in Arizona, we have people who don't take care of their pools. They have sitting water somewhere. It's not me. I don't know where they're coming from, but I'm being attacked by mosquitoes anytime I'm able to sit outside on my patio right now, which is very rare. Very rare.
Very rare.
Very rarely.
I have I think I need to keep the thunderstorms as a part of my life.
Who is getting rid of the thunderstorms for mosquitoes?
Well, I'll tell you who. There are people, and I don't know how this happens, but that mosquitoes don't like.
You're talking about like witches and warlocks?
I'm just saying, you know, you always hear about those people that's like, mosquitoes don't
they don't bite me.
They don't bite me. And
well, that's
I guess
mosquitoes don't bite me.
What? How?
They
no.
That's not you. That's,
yes, they are.
Wait,
they don't
what?
Bite me. I'm never bothered by them. They don't.
Mr.
I got two
ice cream blood. They don't bite you.
I got two dents of leg hair or something, man. They don't mess with me.
Wow.
They can't land on me.
I wonder what
my
it is,
leg hair. My arm. You see my arms? I got some shaggy arms. I mean,
I don't know.
That's my only theory. That's my only theory.
Scientists have to have because
I don't
like
my blood.
Heard,
I don't have sweet blood.
I think it's more about the blood. I really do. I think like. And what's weird is that's inside the body. So I don't know. Can mosquitoes like smell blood from?
No,
you know,
because it's not
they...
that. I don't think it's that.
I don't know. That is their food source.
I want to have the scientific answer because I know mosquitoes do not treat everyone the same. And they love me. They love the high fat content in your blood.
They're keto. Mosquitoes are keto. I don't know if you know about this.
Mosquito.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Very
it
nice.
Was right there. I couldn't find it. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure I did either.
Here it comes,
Bedingy.
I've got to Google this.
Why do mosquitoes like me?
Why do they not like some people? Like my daughter, unfortunately, they could there could be one mosquito in our zip code, and that mosquito would find her. And we have to run. We literally run a mosquito, one of those mosquito light vacuums in her room, 365 days a year. 24 hours a day.
Wow,
because
really?
She's super allergic to them.
Also, tell me more about these mosquito lights that get rid of
best.
Mosquitoes. Hold on.
It's the best.
Hold on.
We'll talk after the show, Mike. I've got an affiliate code
this
for you.
This is unbelievable because I go out there and it's...
You get ravaged?
It's just my ankles, though.
Oh.
They love my ankles. I got very attractive ankles to mosquitoes, apparently.
That
and
skin is prime. That's prime skin.
Like their favorite thing is like bite the exact same spot, but just
okay.
over.
Ooh, you
like,
try
okay.
some of this.
Guys,
you try some of this.
Guys, I've got some answers for us.
Oh, man.
Dr. Sharon Berquist, an associate professor of medicine at Emory Healthcare, says mosquitoes are attracted to carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Heat and carbon dioxide emitted during the process of metabolism seems to draw mosquitoes. This is me, guys. I am always running hot. It says, so if you're a heavy breather, watch out. Apparently.
Oh, no. I'm a mouth breather.
That's I've legit, when I'm out in
the
mosquito country,
again.
I've always heard carbon dioxide pulls them in.
Oh, this is terrible.
Well, there
I hate
it is.
Mosquitoes.
But,
they're the worst.
But they don't bother me, so I'm keeping my thunderstorms. They're awesome.
I will also keep my thunderstorms because... wait, that means I get rid of mosquitoes, right?
No, that means you the mosquitoes have interest in you. You have to choose one of the two. It's the benefit of having mosquitoes not interested in you, the benefit of...
Now, see, I think I've been reading this question wrong.
I think you have, too.
Time.
You've confused
the
heck
right
out of me.
I was right with you, Mike. I was right with you.
Okay.
So you have to give up... If you don't want mosquitoes to mess with you, you give up seeing thunderstorms ever again.
Okay. See, now, look. Okay, start the tape over.
I was chiming in Slack. I was hoping you'd see it. But yeah, I had a feeling you were confused there.
Well, it is a would you rather. Generally, these are two opposing things that you would have to choose between.
Every now and then the owl puts in a stupid question. I think you'll agree with that.
Yeah,
would
I do
you
agree
rather
with that.
Never see a thunderstorm? Okay. So I can never see a thunderstorm again.
Would you rather have ice cream or ice cream and candy?
Well, here's the deal. Let's break that down. I am not going to see any thunderstorms anymore. Because mosquitoes attack the heck out of me. I hate them. I can't stand when I've got mosquito bites on my ankles, and as we talked about, the magnificence of the thunderstorms is heightened here because they don't hardly ever happen.
Sure.
So I'm not, you know, there's a whole mosquito season. I feel like half the year mosquitoes are running crazy, whereas I get like three thunderstorms a year is what it feels like. So I'm gonna get rid of those mosquitoes get rid of thunderstorms.
Here's the thing. Take everything I said earlier. And come on, I mean, thunderstorms are just the worst, aren't they? They're the worst, guys. Like, I don't... getting you all wet all the time?
You can't go swimming, fear of lightning.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Then you get out of here, yeah. No, if I could never be bit by a mosquito again, I'm not sure what lengths I would truly go to, because they are the worst.
I just sent you a link to a little mosquito
I've
trap.
Already purchased it.
Yeah, all right. Elliot from Patreon, would you rather get kicked in the ribs by an angry Anderson Silva?
What?
For those of you that don't know, MMA kick boxer.
Jason, is he considered the best, one of the best MMA fighters of all time?
Absolutely one of the best MMA fighters of all
just
time.
Just from a kicking perspective.
Awesome. Especially on the kicker rankings. Yeah, he's known for his kicks.
Yeah, although he did... Once kicked,
didn't he break
hard.
His leg?
Yes,
he kicked his leg.
He had the floppy
right
shin.
Yeah. He was. That's, you're thinking of the right man. He kicked his leg in two. But
that's how hard he can kick.
But the other choice here, okay. This is gonna be another bad thing. Just so you guys are aware, okay. Or be shot in the foot. Okay,
so you're telling me one of them's not really good.
You got to be kicked in the ribs by an angry... So you're probably breaking your ribs. I mean, it's fair to say you're going to break a rib.
Yes. Or be shot.
So would you rather break your
foot?
Ribs, which breaking a rib is very painful. Like on the scale of injuries that you can,
yes.
You know, not necessarily have to go to the hospital for, but deal with for a long period of time. You get a broken rib, you are having trouble breathing.
I don't know if you remember this, Andy, but we attempted to make a comeback as adult flag football players.
Oh yes.
And we had taken some time off. We were much younger and more sprightly when we played, and we said, nah, we can do it, we can come back. And I in fact took a shoulder to the back, lower, like my lower ribs, right in the back, and broke one of my ribs, and it was terrible. It was exactly what you described. You can't breathe. When you feel a sneeze coming up your throat, wherever it comes from, you just...
God help us.
You grip down, you bite down on whatever you have because you're in for an extreme amount of pain. You can't breathe. You cannot sleep. I have never been shot.
Imagine being shot is painful.
Let me ask you this,
never
Mike.
In the foot either. Okay.
So you've broken a rib, okay? And let's take the kick and the gun away here and just say... Okay. You've got a broken rib or you've got a broken bone on your foot and they're equal difficulty. Which one do you think would bother you more in that situation?
So, I don't know if you could take the shot out because like a bullet going through your foot.
Well, that's my point of
is
what
going
I'm
to do more
and you
things
can't
than
walk.
Just, yeah. I've broken a toe as well. Have you guys ever broken a toe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I have not.
Oh, it's not pleasant.
No,
it's
no.
It's not a pleasant thing. But look,
I got a toe breaking story.
Wait, you had a good story?
Yeah.
A toe breaking story?
Oh, dude. Well, you've brought it up
on
a podcast where we tell stories. So do tell.
It was the first broken bone I ever had. And
mine was too.
What age?
My pointer finger on my right foot.
I was a kindergartner. I broke my toe. They said broke my toe, but I had to wear a boot. Like after it broke, I had to wear a full boot. So it broke part of my foot as well. But the story with that break is that I was on I don't know how you broke your foot, Mike, but I was on the second, I was on the top bunk, okay?
That's pretty embarrassing.
I was on the top bunk
Hold on, is this the jump story?
Yeah.
I think go ahead. We got some new listeners.
The whole story is just that my dad put his arms out and said jump, and then I jumped, and he didn't catch me, and I went through his arm. I went straight to the ground, and I broke my toe. Then they told me it wasn't broken, and then I crawled around the house for like a day, and then they said something might be wrong because you keep crawling.
Oh, that's very funny. No,
how'd you break yours?
So it's actually very possible Al Borland was there because we had some friends from a different school had come to my house, and we were shooting a video for their morning announcements. Does this mean anything to you, Al Borland?
No,
you...
I wasn't there.
Okay. So it was just a simple, we were all on the trampoline, everyone's going to jump off.
Oh, no.
And
I was there. I forgot all about that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's because you didn't break your toe. So it was just me jumping off the trampoline and misgauged the distance my foot needed to go over, and it went right in the bar.
Oh,
I
really?
Finished the scene. I'm a champion.
Yeah, you're pro.
You're professional. Yeah.
I went through it, and then I looked at my toe, and I was like, oh, that's a problem.
That's pointing over there.
Didn't I break your thumb passing you the football, too?
You did do that.
But that was... That was fair, not. You can't claim credit for that, Andy. Yes. I mean, you passed him a football.
Nobody's
and he went up to catch it.
Nobody's ever jammed the thumb right into the ball like that.
And broke his thumb on a gentle pass. This was not, you know, some.
This was like a 40-yard bomb.
It was a heater. It was a heater, Jay.
He
gave it everything he had. I gave it everything I have. All right. I don't want to be shot. I'll take the kick.
Of course it's the shot. The point that I was about to make
is the shot?
No, that you're not going to take.
Oh,
like,
okay.
My point was this. Is that,
I will
is
need
the
to
foot,
go to a hospital with the foot.
Is the foot that much better of a location than the rib? Is it so much better that you would be willing to take a shot over a kick? Because let's change this question to, would you rather be kicked in the foot or shot in the foot? Would you rather be kicked in the ribs or shot in the ribs? Would you rather be kicked in the hand or shot? You're never going to choose getting shot under any circumstance.
That's one of your big life quotes. Don't be shot.
Would you rather be kicked in the rib or like shot in the earlobe? But that's just scary. So I'm taking the kick 100 out of 100 times.
Yeah, I am too.
All right, Daryl from the website. Would you rather be invincible to injury but live a normal lifespan? Dying from aging and disease.
Oh, okay.
So invincible to injury, like being shot in the foot or kicked in the ribs.
That's not bad.
Or be immune to aging and disease and be able to live forever until a physical injury kills you.
Okay. All right. So,
which is inevitable in time, right? I mean, maybe not inevititable.
Well, yeah, it's not inevitable. And you're not aging. So, I mean, I assume you get... to a point, like you're not a baby.
Right, yes.
No, but you like...
The joke's on you. You took you don't age, baby. And you're an infant forever.
If you drive on the freeway for 1,000 years, don't you die on the freeway?
I mean,
don't you eventually, mathematically?
But if I'm 999 years old and yet still rocking my 30s,
right?
I'll take those 900 years of 30s.
Question that says, this almost says, would you rather guarantee to get to your 80s or 90s? Right? Because if you're invincible to injury, you're guaranteed to get there.
Yeah, for
as
the
though
most
you were,
mostly,
you
mostly,
live worried
mostly,
about
yeah.
some
yeah,
physical
aging,
death any
it,
minute.
It says aging and disease, so no, you know, you're not going to, your body's not going to betray you. So
mostly.
Yeah, it's,
these are challenging today.
These are,
we've talked about the living forever and how it sounds good up front because you get to like escape the worry, the fear of death, what's after death. I don't even have to think about it because I get to live forever. But I think everyone gets to a point where you're like, okay, I've lived a great life. I need to move on. I need
Welcome
to go to the
next
phase.
Episode 952,651 of the Spitballers.
I can live a great life and I can jump off a building as a parlor trick and hit the ground because
is
I'm
that
safe.
What, is how you'd use it? You
check this out,
you're
Joe.
Jason, you're telling me you're invincible. You're not jumping off a building or two.
Oh, I'm definitely jumping off a building or two.
Of course, without a doubt.
But
check this out.
I just don't think that's the pinnacle. That's not what I would lead with. You know, like, oh, man.
Well, it's the first thing I thought of.
I'd be like, hey, shoot me in the foot. Shoot me in the foot. See what happens. I'm taking the normal lifespan. That'll be just about enough.
And
for
be
me.
Invincible to injury? That's fantastic.
I'm going to take the no aging. I mean, I'm going to have a super long lifespan.
Jason's buying a convertible.
And I will... Oh, no, I'm not buying
a Miata.
Convertible.
Oh, that's right. You can't be...
I'm not buying anything that unsafe.
You're
I'm buying
a bubble
tank.
Suit.
I'm buying,
He's buying
I'm
Volvos.
Gonna be
He's Volvoing it around.
Driving down the street in whatever the you know, the is Hummer of the future is.
The Cybertruck. You'll be in the Cybertruck with a helmet. Truck, you'll have a helmet on in the Cybertruck.
That's right.
You'll be in full leathers.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh goodness.
Let's do some questions.
Today's episode is brought to you by Truebill. Ladies and gentlemen, there are plenty of excellent subscriptions out there, but sometimes they get out of control and sometimes you just forget that you had a subscription that you've been paying for 6 months. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you don't need, you don't want, or you just forgot about them. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill because companies, they can make subscriptions hard to cancel. Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts, and Truebill will do the canceling for you in just one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions, like I said. So you do not have to. I've been a long-term subscriber to Truebill's service. They help me out all the time, cutting the fat. And it's a fantastic service, helping you keep track of your finances. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/ballers. Go right now. Truebill.com/ballers. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/ballers.
That's a great question.
Haley from Instagram says, in what movie did you like the bad guy more than the good guy?
Ooh. Okay.
That's tough. I mean, I still think that the defining characteristic of every good superhero movie that's ever been made has been some level of sympathy for the villain. It's some level of connection to the villain. They're not just evil. They're misunderstood, right?
Right.
Whether
and sometimes superheroes are just boring.
Yeah. And so when I think of those villains, I think of Jack Nicholson in the first Batman.
Oh, it's a good one.
I think of Michael Keaton in the Spider-Man.
Spider-Man Home. We almost synced on Michael Keaton. It's incredible.
I love Michael Keaton.
We'll keep this going forever. Now, does this count? Let me ask you this. Does it count for movies like Silence of the Lambs, where I feel like Hannibal Lecter was the main character?
But you didn't like him. That's what I'm getting back to this. Do you like
him? It's Buffalo Bill or Bob, but Buffalo.
Yeah, that's
true. He's still a bad guy. He's not the bad guy, but you don't say he's like a good guy in the movie. He comes in and chains with the straitjacket on for a reason.
Is Loki a bad guy?
Yes. Definitely.
Usually.
So that would be one that you could like sometimes.
But do you like him more than the main characters? That's what the question
than Thor. Thor's pretty cool.
I'm not going to like Loki more than Thor. Loki's great, but where is the movie where you're like, man, I'm kind of rooting for the bad guy here?
Is the Terminator, is he a bad guy?
Which movie? Because he was in the first one, yes.
Yeah, Terminator 1.
Because that would be one you could like him more.
Yes.
Maybe.
No, I look, that was the first time you saw a Terminator. You're like, I hope this thing wins. This is the future. he's pretty cool.
Final How do I answer, get a Skynet account?
My I'm final answer this. Is the Tyrannosaurus Rex from Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's actually a great answer. I mean, that's
is he really the bad guy? He's just an animal living his life.
What about
Biff? He's the villain. He's the villain of the movie for sure. Oh, Biff's the worst.
Biff and Back to the Future?
I mean, you got like Darth Vader. What about Darth Vader, right? You've got, you know, he's the clear bad guy, but he's the coolest guy in the movie.
Skywalker's kind of the worst.
What about Josh Groban?
Exactly.
In that most recent one.
What, You Raise Me Up, the music video?
Wait.
Didn't Josh Groban play the bad guy on the most recent Star Wars?
Did you? That wasn't Josh Groban? Are you talking about Kylo Ren? Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I always call him Josh Groban.
Because of the Kylo voice? Because
of the hair, bro. He looks just like Josh.
Of the hair?
Yes, and the baby face.
So Adam Driver is the actual actor.
Yes.
I got to look up Josh Groban.
Adam Driver is the man. I love Adam Driver.
He is. Adam Driver is great.
Fantastic.
If I search Josh Groban, Kylo Ren, there's no way there's not going to be some images that show up.
Josh Groban?
I've already got you. I've got you right here. I've already got somebody who's put
so
Josh Groban. There's Josh Groban in the Kylo Ren uniform.
Because look, anything that can happen is on the internet right now.
They both
now.
Have big noses, too. All right. So is there any other villains worth talking about?
Yes, there are. The two that come to mind, my final answer is going to be Darth Vader, because he's better than Luke Skywalker. He's awesome, and he's probably your favorite character, even though he's the clear bad guy. But I've got to give a shout-out. Anytime you talk about villains, I've got to give a shout-out to Philip Seymour Hoffman from Mission Impossible 3. He was
interesting,
so good in that movie where I was just
going to say, that transitioned into you liking an actor's performance as a villain.
But for any reason, the question here does not stipulate that it's because the script is so great. Philip Seymour Hoffman was so good. I was scared. I was in the movie theater like, I think he's going to hurt me. So
I haven't seen that since the theater.
Yeah, you should look it up. It's a good time.
And I'll take the other Joker. I'll take Heath Ledger. Because Heath Ledger's Joker.
He made that.
Christian Bale is the best Batman. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that Batman is just... He was kind of an extra. A lame superhero.
You lost me at best Batman there, but I hear you.
Heath Ledger was great. Stop it.
Okay, let's go to Greg's question here. What product or service has gotten simultaneously worse and more expensive?
Well, every
cable television.
That's 100% my answer. Cable television just keeps getting worse and more expensive year after year after year. They have fewer channels or more forced packages.
Oh, they have more channels.
Well, sure, more forced packages where you've got to, you know, if you want the one good channel, you got to add like 7,000 on and pay for all of them. But I find that the real reason it's worse is because I don't use it. I have it. Don't get me wrong. I pay for it. But I don't remember the last time I used literally my cable subscription to turn it on. I stream everything. Mm. And now sometimes I am allowed to stream a service because I connect it to my cable account. So
it's got value.
That's why it's there. But it's certainly gotten worse and more expensive at the same time.
It's the only service.
You got to get that Disney Now action.
It's the only service that I can pay. I can sign up for $99 and pay $332 a month on the reg. That's what cable. I would say Postmates is entering that category.
Oh my goodness, you are not
more expensive.
Wrong.
Worst worst
Postmates,
deliveries.
Not a sponsor.
Not yet. You could improve your service and we'll accept you and or pay us a lot of money.
Do you want to know how to improve your service? Sponsor the Spitballers podcast and your service will be much better.
That's a strong point. But no, I don't want to pay 2x for the wrong food. That is their policy. I think they just got acquired by Uber Eats for like $900 bazillion because they make a good profit margin.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, when a $5 burger all of a sudden is $25, you're doing all right.
And yet we pay it. I mean,
I'm not going to go pick up the burger. I mean,
the global we. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
My wife and I actually have had that debate of, and maybe you guys can settle this for me. We're trying to figure out, like a lot of people during quarantine time, during the COVID time, it's let's not get out of the house. Let's not expose ourselves. Let's not go into a building. So there's been a lot of the mail order groceries and mail order food, like Postmates, sure. Uber Eats, Grubhub. But we're trying to figure out, like, a lot of places also offer the pickup. Like, you go, you park your car, you dial the number, they come out and they put it in your car, they hand it to you through the window. Which one do you think is more safe? Because if you go someplace, at first you think, oh, it's better to have them bring it to me, but they're only handing it to you, like, through the window, one person. That Postmates driver is probably driving around to all these different houses. Sure. They got different bags of food in their car.
You're adding another variable in, so I think it's better
to go
do
there
it yourself.
To go yourself.
That would be. I mean, I'm.
That's my wife's contention, so I'm willing to lose this argument.
All right, I have two more answers for this question.
Oh, I want to hear them.
That have gotten worse over time. So and have gotten more expensive. Now I don't know how much worse, say, universities have gotten, but the price. I mean, have they gotten as much better? It's like I look at putting my kid in college. I'm like, this is going to cost. I got to get rid of at least two of my kids if I want to do that. But
I was trying to make. You said university?
Yeah, a university.
Yeah,
college.
I know. I've just have never heard an American say, "Well, I'm going to go to university." I'm gonna go to college.
You've been watching some British TV lately, Jason.
Apparently,
yeah. Well,
I'm hip with the lingo. I know what other people call it, but
we're fancy. So, yeah,
university.
I want to send my children to the university. I think that's great, but it's gotten so expensive.
That's a great answer. That is because it's less needed and more expensive.
I have a much better answer than that because it is this makes cable companies look like your best friend. As a business owner for the better part of the last decade, health insurance is so here's what happens. If you're uninitiated, right, as you know, you don't run a business, let me tell you what happens. You sign up with the health insurance company and they give you whatever the best deal you can find is on the best insurance, and then it comes for renewal time. And what happens is they come and say, well, we're going to take this, and this away from you. Your copays are going to go up to this and this. And here's the best part.
Would you like to accept?
Would you? No, no, no. I would accept, but I don't accept yet because they say also the cost for it is now 35% more. Every year, your insurance literally gets worse and the cost gets extraordinarily more. So a little bitter there, but yeah. Talk about great answer. We're learning so much on today's episode.
All right, Claire from Patreon wants us to illuminate, because Jason, you're brilliant. You've managed to distinguish between a pond and a lake. Mm-hmm. I would love for you guys to establish the difference between a pipe and a tunnel. A pipe.
Sure. Wait, that's easy.
That's very easy.
And a tunnel.
Can I fit?
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Flavor call. Listen.
It's gonna fit.
You don't travel through a pipe. You just don't do it. You know what I mean?
Like, well, no, to be fair, like
Mario travels through a pipe.
I might go into a pipe and learn that it's a tunnel. Like it's in the range of outcomes. Or I could go into a tunnel and find out it's actually a pipe.
Do I fit?
It's do I fit.
Yes.
That's right.
And this is not a one size fits all. It's me. I am the do I fit. I don't know. 100%.
They got bridges. They have like the big pipe circles in them, and you can go into those.
Yeah, so those are tunnels.
Those are not tunnels, or are they pipes?
No, the tunnels. You fit?
Yeah, I fit.
That's a tunnel.
You fit? It's a tunnel.
We've explained this.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very easy question. And look, there are fewer tunnels in the world for me than there are for you two. That's the reality of, you know, you got to be able to fit in order for it to be a tunnel. So I have not as many tunnels I can experience.
Jason and I have argued over, I'm like, that's a tunnel. And he shouts, no, that's a pipe.
And I show him, I put my feet in, I get my hips down, and then the belly can't go. I'm like, Mike, what is this? And he goes, that's a pipe.
So just to be clear, can you grease yourself from a pipe to a tunnel?
I would never do that. If I have to grease, I'm petrified to go into that, to try to make it a tunnel.
For me, it's all comes down to the type of grease, honestly.
So you're fine with oil, but not
bacon?
Crisco.
Bacon grease?
Oh, no, bacon doesn't work. Yeah, in oil.
Vaseline?
Synthetic. Mostly synthetic.
Yeah.
If it's a natural base, then I need a synthetic.
There are situations in which you're willing to convert a pipe to a tunnel. If the lubrication is what you want.
Also, am I being chased?
That's a good point. You might need to make this a tunnel. You might say, oh, man, there's a pipe, but I need this to be a tunnel now.
I hope that's a tunnel. I hope this is not a pipe.
Look, there are a lot of prisoners who have changed pipes into tunnels.
Yes, yes, they have.
Because, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention, and you got to get out. I don't want to crawl on that pipe because I know what's inside of it, but...
So then when they escaped, the newspaper the next day says that they escaped through a tunnel?
That's 100% right.
Okay.
Because you can't escape through a pipe.
If they're like printing factual information.
Right.
So if you get stuck in a tunnel, you got stuck in a pipe?
That's correct. Yes. That's correct. If you got stuck, no
you
one's ever gotten
it was
stuck.
A tunnel,
no
but
one
now
has
it's a pipe.
Ever been stuck in a tunnel. They've only been stuck in a pipe.
Nobody's ever been stuck in a tunnel.
That's 100%. It's impossible by the definition.
Yeah, because you actually got stuck in a pipe, and you're the fool at that point.
I mean, I guess you could get stuck in a tunnel if, like, you're going through this tunnel and you break your leg, right? And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, it doesn't care.
But maybe there's a loophole there.
Well, the only loophole I can think of is, like, a cave-in.
Because
it was
a
tunnel that you had your car in, but then the earth decided it's no longer a tunnel. Now that's the earth says,
well, then
this
it's
is
nothing.
A pipe.
It's not a pipe or a tunnel.
That's true. That's,
yeah, it's a tomb. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tomb. all right. We have answered
out
of that question. That is a tomb. A pipe or a tunnel becomes a tomb on the caveman. That is.
Oh, my gosh. That is. I feel so much smarter.
Yeah,
we're here for the
spitwads.
Oh my gosh! Okay, one more. David from the website. What life changing item can you buy for less than $100?
Life changing item that you can buy for less than $100.
First off, Andy, what's the price check on that mosquito?
Bad news for you, Mike. It's $150.
$150. No, all right, that one's out.
Life changing purchase.
Coffee.
Okay, you know, if you want to barely change your life, go to sleep earlier for free. Man, I want to really think of
how much are guns?
sure.
I think they're more than that. I hope they're more than that.
I don't know. I have no idea.
This is $12. We got to buy one, get one.
For less than $100, don't shoot it.
Okay. Thank you, Al.
Thank you, Al.
That's a good tip. That's a good tip.
A life change. But let's say a life improving.
Okay. Yeah.
Something that improves your life drastically. You know, I mean, for some people.
How much is a divorce? Just curious. How much is a divorce?
That's going to cost you
it's more than $100.
Ask Jeff Bezos. It is expensive. I mean, look, if you don't live the Charmin Ultra Soft life, that's life changing.
Coffee's not good enough, but toilet paper.
How do you go from the TP, Jason? It's a bidet.
A good bidet is not under $100.
But you can get one. You can get something that changes the life for under $100 before you go to the Jason Moore Cadillac of the bidet.
If the water's not warm and the seat's not warm, is it really a bidet?
I've got a real answer.
All right.
How about glasses?
Okay.
Can you get
eyeglasses under $100.
I can't. Show me where. Okay,
never mind.
As the one that wears eyeglasses here, I would love to know where to go to get those.
Look,
affordable.
Jason, I'm telling you, you got those for under $100.
I actually.
Well, you have Prada glasses, so
that's
fair. Prada glasses?
Yes, these are.
I was making a joke.
Oh, were you really?
No, those are Prada.
It says Prada.
So if I added a zero to this question, are you getting? Are you still able to get them?
Yes,
not my products.
No, yes, I can. Yes, they're in that range.
Man, don't lose those in a pipe or a tunnel.
This is ironic that we're talking about this. I got this was not. This was a little over 100, but just today I got an email. I was allowed in the Amazon Echo glasses.
What
program.
Is that?
So they're coming. I just ordered. I think it's going to be here this week. Yeah, not a
what?
Sponsor.
Is it like
they're
glasses?
They're eyeglasses that have the Amazon Alexa built in. So like I can ask a question wherever I go. I can play music where I go.
What?
I mean, I don't know if they're any good. I haven't got them yet, but that's.
Hold on.
I mean,
were they under $100?
They were $179.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But
interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look into that.
You don't even wear glasses. You're going to look into those. I'm going to start wearing
maybe
glasses.
Maybe they have sunglasses. I don't know.
Okay. I think we've covered a few. Al, do you have anything that jumps out?
I got nothing off the top of my head.
Okay. All right. You guys want to draft?
Yes. Okay.
Spitwads, if you're hiring for your business on your own, it's like trying to beat Al at Liar Liar. It's hard. It's really hard. You just need to breathe. Take it easy. Keep it simple. If you're hiring, you need Indeed, and here is why. They are the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. You don't have to spend hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with all the right skills. Indeed, instead, is a hiring partner that can help you do it all. And with Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed data. And so, hiring's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard.
And important.
It's important because those people are going to help you, but you need the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been through it all over the years, and Indeed is very valuable. You can start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/ballers. The offer is good for a limited time, so claim your $75 credit right now at Indeed.com/ballers. Indeed.com/ballers. Terms and conditions apply. Pay per qualified applicant not available for all users. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting the best childhood toys. Another way to put that, maybe our favorite nostalgic toys from our childhood. I wonder who will connect with what on this one. It'll be interesting. Because you do have people like Jason. Jason's not going to have nostalgia about toys he didn't play with.
That's...
Unless he is pandering for votes.
Let's talk about this. I've been known to do that from time to time. But when I hear nostalgic toys, my mind does immediately... Like, I told you guys, I was able to blurt out like a list of 20 things really quick, just, you know, barfing it out of my mind, top of mind. Now, I didn't have those. It's not because I didn't have toys, but I know what like the really popular nostalgic toys where when I think of this
here
thing,
we go.
No. When I think of it, I still get nostalgia for that time.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, trust me, these qualify. I'm ready to play today.
I'm very
most of our episodes, by the way, if you want to see Jason's full disclaimer, it is available in PDF form in the show description.
Thank you.
All right. I had a number one pick. We talked a little bit about what qualifies. I think we kind of agreed to take a wider look at what childhood toys are, not just what's necessarily something you play with your hands or something that's under the tree. It's anything in that childhood vicinity. So I have to go with a bike. I have to take the number one pick of a bike.
Okay.
There was, you know, as a kid, the bike is freedom.
It was, yeah. Yeah, that's a very fair.
The bike is how you get to your friends' houses. In fact, I used to cry if my parents ever went into model homes that were outside of biking distance from my friends because I had to be within a biking range of all of my friends. You would do biking jumps. You'd go to cul-de-sacs and do jumps. We'd play bike tag as a kid where you'd go over the whole neighborhood
Sounds dangerous.
It was probably not safe, but it was freedom. And you were out on your bike. It's the number
funny.
One pick for
when
me.
When you said bike, I assume we all had a bike growing up. And when you said that, I was like, okay, I don't care. But then when you talked about the freedom, you're actually bringing memories to mind of like, it really did widen my world because at first.
It's the only way to do it as a kid. You can't drive.
Yeah, I can't drive. So it's like my world was my front yard and the neighbors across the street. And like, that was it. And then when I got a bike, my whole world became the block.
Oh, yeah.
I knew what was on the other side. The house behind my house, I knew what it looked like. They were on a cul-de-sac. I didn't even know that.
Jason, so, you said that you had a basketball growing up. That was your favorite toy, right?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yes,
right
100%.
There. So when you had that basketball,
so how do you
I'm guessing, how'd you get to the park?
How'd I get to the park? The park was my front yard, my friend.
But
I never
enough,
went to the park to play basketball.
He was trying to get some more bike points.
Yeah,
I was trying to get my bike points. You didn't play full court. Gotcha. You know, yeah, gotcha. You didn't play full court.
That's true. I did not. Which is why I was so good.
So for me,
at
a
you.
Bike supersedes it all because it also toys wise. Sometimes there's windows, really tight windows for certain toys. A bike is like from the time you can ride a bike until the time you can drive and beyond. So I'm gonna go with
then
bike.
You never ride one again.
Right.
But you do buy them.
But you also
Buy them again. You just don't ride them again.
From what I understand, you never forget how to ride it.
You never
That's
forget.
That's what they say.
Yeah. That's a whole phrase.
Well, interesting.
So I'm going to go that way, even though it's not quite as like personal as one specific toy brand.
No, but
something.
I mean it's a great choice. It leaves me my number one choice, and we'll just we said no video games. Just want everyone to understand that. Otherwise, I would be drafting a Nintendo Entertainment System, the greatest toy of all time.
Oh, really? You would take the Nintendo Entertainment System over the Super Nintendo?
When it comes to nostalgia, yes.
Oh.
That, like, the Super Nintendo is the best system, but the one that, like, fires off little kid inside of
is
Mike
the NES?
Is the NES. Yeah. That's
you're
the one
you're
I grew up with.
You're a year older than me, and I think that makes a big difference on NES versus Super NES.
I'm a year older than Mike, and I am on Super Nintendo.
Okay.
But.
You were playing basketball.
Young
Anyways,
at heart.
Regardless, I just wanted people to understand what was happening. So I guess Andy takes the bike, and I will take the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Sure.
Because I will get the turtle van. I will get
turtle
all
van
the action
was the
turtle van.
The goat, man. I saved up all my money for that thing.
The turtle van was the Barbie house for
boys. Yeah.
For boys who were into action figures. Like, that was the ultimate set, the ultimate accessory for your Ninja Turtles to ride in and shoot out the pizzas
whatever it was. Challenge your pick in any way, because when I think back of things I saved up for and went to the store, you know, Toys R Us, excited to get, it was at the top of the list.
Yeah.
It was getting that thing and bringing it home and going, look what I have. I have this.
When you got to that friend, we all know the friend who had it first.
Oh, yes.
You went over and you went,
yeah.
What?
Yeah,
what
his parents were doctors. Yeah, I remember that kid. I remember that kid.
Yep. So I'll take the Ninja Turtles.
It's a good pick.
On
Ninja
brand.
Turtles. Ninja Turtles are on my short list.
Yeah, and you know, we've got the fantasy footballers, we've got the Foot Clan, and there's tie-ins throughout our adult life now to the team.
I don't know what you're talking about, but go ahead.
That's weird.
Unrelated. so here's the deal. I would have taken the Super Nintendo. I totally understand. We shouldn't be allowed, but I still want something super. And we're in Arizona, and I'm taking the Super Soakers, my friend.
Oh, it's on my list. I mean, it's on my list.
Super Soakers.
The OG.
They took what was a
15 minutes.
They took
of
water
bumping.
Guns to the next level.
No. Yes, because water guns before Super Soakers were dumb. They were just
pew pew pew.
I give a little stream of water on you.
I spritzed you.
Oh no, it broke. The Super Soaker? I mean, I had a backpack with one of those things full of water. I could run around and drench you, drench my parents. It's just
now, Jason,
a good time.
It's a good workout.
I don't know if this will make sense, but I'm just okay. The Super Soaker to you, because they still make things today, but the original Super Soaker, what are the colors of the original Soaker to you?
To me,
I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer.
I don't remember, but I think it was like orange and purple is what comes to my mind.
I'd go blue, yellow for me.
Interesting. To me, it's the body is yellow and the canister is green.
Well, we have all different memories of
they
these.
They had different color available.
I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer. I was just checking.
Okay,
right.
So Super Soakers. That's a good pick.
Super Soakers are good. I'm going to go a little bit like Andy here, something that opens it up. This was, you guys ever get the present that you, or did you ever have the present you never got? The one that you wanted every single year? It was your dream present?
Yep.
And every year you thought, I'm old enough now. I'm going to get it. I'm old enough now. I'm going to get it. Never, ever got it.
It's the one that got away.
I had friends who had it. And then by the time that it was like.
Six pack of Budweiser.
And this is why your son got the Disneyland Lego castle.
Yes, I think I could get it. Now I was like, well, I'm too big for it now.
Oh, no.
Is Pow Pow Power Wheels, my friend.
Oh, dude. I mean, Power Wheels would have been my next pick.
The Power Wheels.
Did you have one, Mike? I know the answer.
No,
you
I did not. When Jason said, is there a gift that got away, it was
That's what the friends
wheels.
Had, dude.
When
the,
you
the
were
friend
talking
that
about,
had one, oh.
I never had a Power Wheels. You know who's got one? My youngest son. Darn right he's got one.
Yeah. When you were saying, oh, you had the rich friend or whatever, these parents a doctor.
Yeah. The doctors, that was the Power Wheels.
100% Power Wheels. That was the flex. That was the mansion for kids. When you had a Power Wheel, it was like, okay, he's the coolest. He's got everything in the world. There was nothing higher pinnacle than a Power Wheel, because I knew plenty of kids with a lot of really nice things. Oh, he's got the nicest video game system, but so does X, Y, and Z. There were very few who had the Power Wheel, and they wielded the power.
I never had the kids that had that,
and then they had the headquarters for Ghostbusters. Those two kids, they were the high rollers. They were the high rollers in the world. All right, that's a good pick. Power Wheels, absolutely. Yeah.
It's on my short list. It was not my second pick.
I'm really worried about your pick right now, Mike.
My second pick did make it back, and this is a pick that is not... Well, I don't know, Andy. I have no clue if it's going to take
it. I know.
Me,
I don't either.
This pick is nostalgic for me, and this pick, it is forever. Like, it's rebirth. They're making, like, crazy movies now. I'm taking Legos, baby. I am taking the ultimate brick-building system. I'm so upset. Oh, is that the one? Did I get it? Excellent.
Timeless. The hours put into Legos are almost unmatched.
And I was able to drop on my kids. Like, I still had a giant bin of random Legos, which buying random Legos is now very, very difficult.
You can't do it.
Everything is a set.
It's a set now.
I'm just like, give me some freaking bricks, man. Don't tell me what to do.
Sometimes when I can't afford it, I just buy gold instead.
Right.
Was that a different brand?
No, I said gold, Mike.
He just buys gold.
I thought you said golden.
I just buy gold.
Yeah, instead of Legos?
Yeah, because it's cheaper.
They both contain a lot of value.
Years ago, before my kids were really old enough to build the sets, but I wanted them to have Legos and not the like giant brick ones.
The Duplos.
I looked everywhere. I just wanted a bucket of Legos. I figured they got to be easy. Impossible to find.
No, you don't find them anymore.
See, here's the thing. So I was talking to my wife before we recorded, I was like, what toys? She brought up Legos, but I felt like that wasn't nostalgic to me because they're so common now. Like, I have Legos all over this house. You know what I mean? So it's like, they don't give me the feel, like a basketball, right? Maybe you guys could draft that, but that was my favorite toy growing up. But that one, to me, I still got a basketball, so it's like,
I feel like my son plays Legos and I sit down and I build But I build houses and cars.
Does it give you the feels Legos. Because of what you did as a kid?
Maybe. It might be.
You don't know your feelings.
Itch.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Come on, man. You try not to feel. Conceal, don't feel.
Bottle it up. Elsa. Push it down deep inside and bottle it up. Good advice.
This is the great fear. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
I say, and then when you watch a sad movie, then you let it all out.
That's release time.
Yeah. That's the only time, though.
I feel like releasing right now. Rage. Ninja Turtles, Legos were two of my top three picks. I'm glad I took bike because this is when being number one is terrible, because I knew that Mike would bring his A game, because Mike and I both play with toys.
Yeah, I love toys.
And those are my top, and now I'm tilting. I'll go with, without question, picks. I know that Transformers is one of my picks. So,
all right, that's fair.
The Transformers toys were, in a world without iPads and things like that, that was like a technologically cool toy to me, where you had...
I'm glad you took it.
I love Transformers. Because
it would be disingenuous for me to take it. I didn't have Transformers. I know the power of Transformers, and I know that people love them. I just never had them.
What if I told you I have no idea what I should be picking next?
Then we will be happy, and we will gladly grow strong from your tears.
I'm going to go with sports cards. I'm going to go with sports cards as my next one, because I had a huge collection growing up. That was one of the most fun times I had. Childhood, like gifts under the tree was getting cards, going to card shops.
I don't mind it.
Stuff like that. So that's my Legos isn't their pick.
That's your tilt pick. My tilt pick is trading cards. I like them.
All right.
I got to give a little bit of love to your Ninja Turtles action figures, because we've already established
this.
I didn't play with toys. I only had a few toys, like action figures, that I can remember. Like I know for sure I never had Transformers, but I remember I had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle van with the characters. Oh, yeah. It was great.
Did you have the turtle where the shell opened up and you put his weapons in the back?
No, I think I've gotten that for my son.
Nice. All right, I have
favorite Ninja Turtle toy. I know you mentioned the van, but like if you're picking a Ninja Turtle, which one did you play with the most?
Raphael. I liked the guys.
Oh yeah, you're the most. You were the Raph. Yeah, I was Michael.
Right.
I was Michelangelo.
I was Donatello.
Ooh.
Nerd.
We just need a leader.
Owl Borland. Who were you?
Leonardo.
Oh, there we go. You completed we got the it. Whole nice. Team. Fantastic.
Now we can be Halloween together.
Oh my gosh. I've done that before. All right. Mike, you're back on the clock with two.
All right,
you already
have
two great picks.
Yeah, I have two picks left, and I have three that I really want. I'm going to go with the heart, because it was the one that I actually really, really played with a bunch. I'm going to take Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
I will take the cars. I had the tracks, and not only did I have the tracks, but all of my Hot Wheels, I mean, I eventually got some of my own, but my Hot Wheels collection came from my father. So I had all of his tracks, his old school. You get these bright orange tracks, and you put the tongues in, and you make loops, and you make jumps and ramps, and there's ways to set it up to race. And I have passed those down to my kids now, and I just loved Hot Wheels. I had a Batmobile. I had this like Haley's Comet car.
They weren't like cheap, you know. Like they feel they're like made of
metal.
They
were metal.
So it's cool,
back
and
in
they
the
were
day.
They were prized possessions. Yet another great pick from my favorite drafter of the day, Mike Wright. I mean,
thank you, sir.
Yeah, I can think of two or three Hot Wheels in my head instantly that were my favorite.
Yes.
All right, I'm having troubles over here, guys. I'm having real troubles.
Man. I'm not surprised.
I have a huge list, but I feel like because of my first two, I know how desperately I wanted a Power Wheel, and I never got it. And I did play with Super Soakers. I had them. I loved them. That was a great time.
How do you not take a basketball?
Because I don't, it's not nostalgic to me. Because
he's trying to win the polls.
No. Trust me, if I was trying to win I've got a list here of all these things, but I'm like, I didn't play with any. They were the famous, you know, this year's Christmas toy or whatever.
You
so
the Tickle Me Elmo action?
That's one on my list, but I'm like, I don't care about
what?
That.
No, we were too old. We didn't want
we were
that.
Too old, exactly.
We wanted to sell it on eBay.
It certainly wasn't the best.
All right, so I'm, yeah. I'll tell you, okay, it's similar to Hot Wheels. I don't think I had Hot Wheels. These were
good.
Like Hot Wheels meets trading cards to me.
Yeah, I
don't remember.
I had this on my list.
I don't remember playing with them, but if it didn't say it, it wasn't the real thing. And I'm talking about Micro Machines.
It's on my list. I mean, thank you.
If you know, if it doesn't say Micro Machines, it's not the real thing. Yeah. I fell hook, line, and sinker. I don't remember actually playing with them, but I know I had them because I was like, that commercial says I have to have the actual Micro Machines.
Micro Machines were awesome.
Now, did this company come out with that advertising from the get-go, or did they start getting popularity and then they're like, oh, guys, everyone's making these tiny cars. Let's come up with a, remember, if it doesn't say Micro Machines, it's not the real thing.
That's a great question.
But
I
know they came out with that because the cost on making these things, if you were an imitator, was approximately one half of one penny. This is
so
the best
cheap
marketing plan in the world. I can say I never played with them, so I don't really have that connection. But I remember the commercials.
Remember, kids,
every other
brand
commercial.
Brand named only.
Yeah, exactly.
And now for my final pick. I'm up again.
No one else can make this small plastic car.
Yeah.
Impossible. Only us, Micro Machines.
They're like, that's a pretty good business. You know they sell those for the same price as Hot Wheels, right? Like, that's a good business model. Man.
They had the boats.
So I'm going between a basketball, which was absolutely my favorite toy growing up because it was the only thing I played with. But it's not really nostalgic to me anymore. Or one that is nostalgic, and I'll just say it because I know neither one of you are taking it.
Well, I can help you, by the way. If you don't pick something with two words, you got Super Soakers, Power Wheels, Micro Machines.
This next one has two words, man.
Oh, does it?
It does. And look, I'm going to lose in the polls because I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it because
good,
it's...
Good for
it's,
you.
It's truly...
Mike was winning this poll anyway, so
yeah,
matter.
Mike's going to win. That's fine.
I'm glad I had the first pick.
But this had a short window of being relevant. I don't even know if you guys ever played with one because it was
oh, I love obscure.
I think
toys.
It was targeted more for girls. I mean, it was gender neutral, but I had one because of my sister. I had a 2-year okay. older sister, and we loved playing with a Light Bright. I don't
oh,
know if
Light
you remember
Bright's on
these
my list,
things.
My man. Light Bright is legit.
But those things, we'd stay up
those
late
things were
at
awesome.
Night, and you change yes. the colors, and you make your patterns, and it was the most art that I ever did was playing with a Light Bright. I loved that thing.
You know what's so funny about that is, and that's a good pick for sure. I mean, it was one of the very few cool techie things. There couldn't be something more boring. Anymore.
Legit theme song? That thing was, like, Light Bright was amazing.
When you think about what kids do now, like try to sell them a Light Bright. See how long that lasts.
Wait, what do
changed.
I do?
What oh, I just turned on the light.
Push this peg in? This is boring. Mm. Go play with my iPad. But that's why I had a short window as well.
All right.
All right. So Jason's final team, as Mike thinks about his fourth pick, Super Soakers, Power Wheels, Micro Machines, and a Light Bright.
The problem is you guys have put me in a really bad position because I know, look, I like to win.
I was going to say, you need to go with something that gives me a chance.
Because I could shut it down and this would be a Jason Moore pick, but it would actually work. This isn't no Fortnite.
That was a good one. That was a good pick.
Look, we got to do it. I got to take G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that's done.
Did I play with G.I. Joe? No, I did not, but it doesn't matter because it's here with my fourth pick. I didn't have to spend any draft equity on G.I. Joe. It just fell to me.
I just want you to understand that you took three of my top four picks somehow.
You had the opportunity, but he still got three of your top four.
Well, he did.
That's amazing.
He took three of the top four.
Yes.
Because I tilt-picked sports cards thinking G.I. Joe would... You guys, I expected...
There's no way it was letting it through.
Oh, give me a break. G.I. Joe has the grandpa argument all over it. I'm expecting you to call me grandpa with G.I.
Joe. Oh, no. G.I. Joe is an 80s, 90s kid toy for
honestly,
sure.
The one action figure set that I actually played with by far the most, which still wasn't much, but it was my home run number one, is still on the board. It wasn't the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or G.I. Joe's or Transformers.
Or Transformers?
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And I was a big fan of... I did really like Snake Eyes, so at least I know G.I. Joe.
You quickly
just
went
wasn't like,
to winning the poll right there. You were so close to being like authentic.
I didn't have a choice, man. G.I. Joe. Like, people would take G.I. Joe with the first pick. At some point, you got to take value.
Now, I have no picks left. No happiness in this world.
I can give you the rest of my picks.
I mean,
yeah,
I've
got a big list here to get.
I have other picks in a list. They are all picks that make me unhappy. Let me just...
aren't these supposed
let me be clear about
these are supposed
you know
to
what,
make you happy.
You know what it sounds like he needs then? My buddy.
No, I'm not taking
did you have my buddy and me. No, did I have a fake friend doll? No, I didn't have that. I mean, it's the weirdest thing of all time, but the commercial sold it.
He didn't have my buddy. Song. He didn't have any little guys.
Yeah.
Now everything falls flat now. I'm looking. I guess I can just say them out loud. I could go Etch-A-Sketch. I could go Lincoln Logs. I could.
Ooh, Lincoln Logs. That's legit.
I didn't think about that one. It's pretty good.
I like that one.
Look, I could go crayons, man. I could go freaking crayons because it's just not as nostalgic. Pick. But I played with crayons.
Look, you took sports cards. Why don't you just finish it up with the other collectible?
Ooh, did you actually play with them? I think he did.
Yes, we've talked about
this.
You're talking
about Pokemon cards?
No.
What are you talking about?
It starts with the same letter.
Oh, yeah, it starts with a P, man. I'm talking about Pogs.
Pogs was more niche than you guys think it was.
It wasn't niche to my wallet.
I don't think it
was. Or my allowance. It took it all.
No, I'll just go with something else athletic since they were very popular and I played with them a lot and it fits better than crayons. And that's rollerblades, man. I played with rollerblades.
Okay.
They were like a under the tree pick, roller
I
hockey,
remember getting my first
going around
pair
the neighborhood. So I'll go with rollerblades.
All right, what do we got on our list that didn't get picked? Okay, Andy
I want
has
Mike. If there's three Christmas trees with four gifts under each one, I'm running into Mike's room. I mean,
it's going to be a party. That's for sure.
And then
you got Hot Wheels in the third. That's a steal.
Yeah, like
Legos right, in the second. That's a steal.
This episode has caused a friction in the friendship, I believe, between Andy
and
Mike.
No, I just want to play with Mike. I want to go to his house and play with toys.
He'll let you over and
he's
play.
He's the cool guy.
Absolutely. All right, here's what I got on my list. All are welcome. I got Twister. Love playing that. Skip It. You remember Skip It?
You had a Skip It?
Oh, yeah. Skip Its were awesome. Okay.
No, I didn't have one.
They didn't work well, but
I know that people like would annihilate their shins when they would do the Skip
It. Oh, you could really hurt yourself in an effort to get the toy to work. Crossfire. I really wanted that one.
You had some board
Crossfire.
Games on there.
I did. I had Hungry Hungry Hippos. I didn't realize I had three board games on here. Tickle Me Elmo, Teddy Ruxkin, Tonka Trucks, and of course my buddy and me.
I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this show, you are listening to three mid-30s men draft their favorite toys as a kid. Because, Barbie and the Cabbage Patch dolls and...
I missed the last one, Jay. Did you say Teddy Ruxpin?
He did.
Okay. Yeah, Teddy Ruxpin would have been my pick.
Things can go pretty sideways with a Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, yeah. The best thing about Teddy Ruxpin was you put in tapes that are not supposed to be in
there. That's what I'm saying. They look creepy. Yeah.
Weird stuff was happening.
Weird stuff happens. The eyes fall out. The mechanics break down.
Yes.
Silly Putty.
Oh, Silly Putty was great.
Yeah. Kids play with slime now, right? They don't play with Silly Putty. They just play with slime.
Not only do they play with slime, they have to make slime. Mm. And they want to make slime and then store it and then make more slime.
That is
so
what
that
my daughter does.
That.
That's what my daughter does as her full-time job right now. She is a slime manufacturer.
Slime maker.
I think she's gone from maker to manufacturer.
Permits are coming in.
Yeah, and we've got now a wing of the house dedicated to slime.
I thought you were going to say you have a subscription for new carpet every month.
Oh, man. It is not allowed upstairs. It has been brought upstairs. We have a carpeted upstairs, and it does not come out of any cloth material. Sure, it does. Liars. You children, you're all liars. You all think it comes out of stuff. It does not. Slime is the worst. I hate it. We had it banned in our house, like, as a rule, just because.
Oh, you should have stayed with that.
We should have, but, you know, now there's so much time at home where it's like, then it's a good craft for her to do, but this just in, glue is expensive when you buy it in the levels needed to be a slime manufacturing company.
Impressive.
What did we learn today?
Mike, I'm sorry. You had some others to add on.
Just some quick throwaways. Cap guns.
Yeah, those smelled, man.
I love the smell of them.
I loved a cap gun. Army men. I had a bunch of those. And
not
then,
as good as G.I. Joe, your other pick that you didn't play
with.
Yeah, that
is correct. And then I wasn't going to draft it, but it came up and it was Slinky.
Well, everyone
you
loves
know what?
A Slinky.
No, they don't. I don't love Slinkies. Here's a Slinky for you. Buy a Slinky, have a Slinky, get Slinky caught, and the rings get caught tied together, can't get the Slinky out. You're done with your Slinky.
No, they're dumb. They're like a yo-yo. If you don't know how to use it, they're just stupid. But everybody loves a slinky, according to the song.
Also, it's a good song.
I learned so much today.
I should have known my draft would end up this way after that scat.
What did I learn today? I'm going to say the main thing I learned is that a tunnel can become a tomb upon a collapse.
I was going to say the thing I learned is the difference between a pipe and a tunnel, and that at any given moment, it has a third option.
Yeah, it's dangerous. And Andy learned that he...
I learned that Mike's got the best Christmas morning like toys under the tree. I'd love to know what all the Power Wheel kids, what happened to them? There should be a backwards study on every kid that ever had a Power Wheel and what happened
where
in terms
of... Where did they end up?
Where did they go? What kind of careers did the Power Wheel kids have?
No, I'll bet they're all ruined. It's child celebrities. You know how they all just go off the deep end when they grow up? They were child celebrities in their circle of friends.
They were
expected to become something great and famous, and then they just became...
Because
they had a Power Wheel. They were going to be the leader of the known world.
Parents thought that they were going to be.
You're our hopes. You're our dream.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for listening,
You'll
everybody.
Succeed.
Mike, can I come over and play?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, man.
See you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out SpitballersPod.com.